Introduction. I used to love these fairy tales. I used to try and imagine myself as Cinderella or Snow White, but that only lasted a minute. Once I started school and realized that I was the biggest kid in the class with my frizzy hair and chunky physique, I knew then that things were going to get tough. I was always the last one chosen, for everything. The team, the play, dodgeball, a dance, whatever. I remember what it was like not to have a seat at the table, or to just be sitting alone. Well, as I grew up, it became very important for me to be thin, so I took diet pills. To be pretty, so I had a nose job. To look like Marsha Brady, so I straightened my hair. I got thin, had a smaller nose, and straight hair. And I hate to say it, but I did feel better. Here's the thing, though. Even when you change your appearance, when you start to morph into this more attractive being, you will still see yourself as the biggest kid in the class. That girl stays with you and watches from inside. You flinch when someone says you're beautiful because part of you still believes it's not true. Fairy tales were never made for girls like me. They made me believe that beauty is what makes you worthy of love, of safety, of being chosen. The pretty girl is the good one. The good one is the chosen one. The chosen one gets the crown. And if you're not her, well, you're always on the outside looking in. Add aging into the mix and poof, you disappear. Just like magic. Now you're just old. If you were never the pretty girl to begin with, getting older doesn't feel like fading. Feels like you're being erased. And don't get me wrong, I know this theme is an age-old diatribe, but for me, it's personal, and I guess that's why I wanted to compile some of these stories, not just to retell fairy tales, but to reach back through the centuries of stories that told women our value lies in our faces and our youth, and to maybe break that spell, just a little. I also felt it was important to offer the other side of these stories, from the witches, the evil queens, the hags, and stepsisters' points of view. They were those girls, too. They just got madder about it. So at the end of each chapter, we have the truth according to, open parentheses, villain name here, close parentheses. It's important to know the whole story, not just the face of it. No pun intended. One thing I do appreciate about getting older is that you do get perspective. And I know everyone tells you that, but you can't know it until you're there. You really can concentrate on more important things. I just wish that part came sooner. It would have been very helpful when I was 15 and sitting on the gym bleachers watching everyone else climb the rope. At the end of the day, it's about finding the best way for you to show up in the world, to stop looking in the mirror and decide to be more than what you see. This is for the girls who aren't beautiful, who will hopefully grow into powerful, successful, self-assured women, who will find perspective before they are 60. Because when enough of us finally get past the ache of not being the beautiful one, we can break the patterns. Just remember, you are more than what you see in the mirror. So here we go. The Grimm Women and the End of Ever After.